Okay, so radio version, which is supposed to be really short. I grew up in Toronto, as many people know. I grew up in a Christian home, saved at the age of 5 through my Sunday school teacher at my church, at the time called Churchill Heights Baptist Church, now called Morningstar Christian Fellowship. So, yes, the Fellowship Baptist Church. It was in Scarborough, and basically the teacher taught on heaven and hell. And I even knew at that time that I didn't want to go to hell. I had, over the years, I had periods of, you would call, spiritual rebellion. You know, like as a teen where I knew I needed to get my life straight. And I went to Word of Life Bible Institute at the New York campus for the year. And came home ready to serve. But of course, Bible college doesn't necessarily mean, hey, you're set for life.
Yeah.
I let my walk slide. In my mid-20s, I actually fell away, left the church altogether, turning my back on it. But it's good to know that God doesn't give up on his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hebrews 12 talks about the fact that God disciplines his kids to show us that we're his. And he came after me. So by the fall of 1998, I had spent a year away from God, lost my job, actually lost a girlfriend I left God and the church for. And, you know, one night I just couldn't sleep. It was a Saturday night. I couldn't sleep. And, you know, you make that deal with God, right? God, if you let me sleep, I'll go to church.
Yeah.
I woke up at 8 and I said, God, it has to be the 9 o'clock service. So, you know, I'm like, okay, maybe it's a fluke. I went back to sleep, right? Woke up at 10. I'm like, okay, I'll make the 11 o'clock service. Fine. You know, so basically I didn't rededicate my life that Sunday, but it was the following week that I did. And in between that first Sunday and the second Sunday, let me tell you, I could feel spiritual warfare. Probably unparalleled in any point of my life during that week, because God wanted me back. The enemy didn't want to let me go. And so that following Sunday, I went to church, and it wasn't even necessarily the message or anything in worship. It was just like, I knew it was time. And I fell down after service onto the floor of my pastor's office on my knees and surrendered my life back to God. And, you know, since then I've gotten married. I've had, you know, 3 kids. I've done my BA in ministry from Perry Bible College, been a pastor at 4 churches now, from Pinewood Chapel in Angus as associate, Mount Pleasant, in Singhampton as lead pastor, Stainer, EMC as youth pastor, worship contract with Wasega Community Church. I've spoken to different churches and everything over the years. Currently, not a pastor at a church, but waiting to see where God leads next. And of course, I've been doing Ask the Pastor now for almost 13 years. And, you know, I have been called to a couple churches over the years, and it's been kind of close. But for whatever reason, God had a will that said, nope, not there. And so basically, I'm waiting for God's will and timing on if there's going to be another church where I'll be a pastor at. And open to suggestions, you know.
Well, and it's so interesting how that is a big part of your testimony, I would say, too. You know, sometimes it's easy to discount these things as, oh, you know, just waiting kind of in between things. But sometimes just the consistent obedience, like we're going on almost 13 years.
Yeah.
Like I've asked the pastor, that is obedience right there. And I totally believe in my heart that, you know, the fruit that this show has like produced over the years, you're not even going to know until one day when you get to heaven, you know?
Yeah. Like I have heard of people coming to Christ through this program.
Which is awesome.
Getting their life, you know, back in order. And then there's been the flip side where just like any other pastor out there, you get those people that send you those emails, you know, that scathe you and tell you you're going to hell because of what you said, you know? I've had those.
It's a good balance.
It is a good balance. It keeps you humble, yes. So, you know, I guess that's my testimony in a nutshell.
Mm.